long before the government ever thought of it, and Buchholz will even haul it away.
Look out!
Ow!
Mom, are you all right?
I think so, son. Ooh, help me up!
What happened?
I just lost my balance for a second.
You've been doing a lot of that lately. I think it's time you saw a doctor about it. In fact, we better go to ER right now just to make sure you didn't break something.
You're going to be sore for a few days, but nothing's broken, Mrs. Brown. I'm giving you a prescription for a balance test.
I really don't want to go all the way to Saginaw just for a test.
You don't have to go out of town. Narayan Rehabilitation is nearby in Bad Axe. They have the Thumb's only balance assessment machine. It looks like a doctor's weigh scale. You just follow a few simple instructions, answer a few questions, and they will figure out what's causing the problem. See Narayan Rehabilitation, then we can get your life back in balance.
Talk to your doctor and take your assessment and treatment order to Narayan Rehabilitation, just west of Bad Axe on M53.
We're back here at Kansas City High School. Sue Schrader, Brent Wainer, bringing you the first round action of Girls Class C. And, you know, this is reminiscent of last year. Bad Axe and Kansas City had this rematch. Kansas City won both regular season games. Bad Axe come in and beat them here in Kansas City when they were hosting the district. And it started out really slow like that last year. Very slow, very methodical on both parts. Kansas City had the lead. Bad Axe come back. Well, Bad Axe come back from what, down 12, I believe they were?
24-12 at one point, and now it's 30-28, so it's 16-4 run.
And I said, I marked it on my program here that when Justin Morneau made that three-pointer, I said maybe that's what they need to get back into the ball game. And from then on, they've been gone. They've made it inside, outside, and then they finished it up with a three at the buzzer to take the lead. Exactly what Bad Axe needs. So if you're Coach Brial, what are you telling your girls in their brain?
Well, you got to point to those last 4 minutes and their defensive intensity. Morneau's three was huge on offense, but their defensive intensity picked up. They weren't given the easy baskets like they had been. They were playing more aggressive, and Kansas City got to a point where it looked like they were almost standing around on offense. And then, like you said, they made a couple nice passes and got some easy baskets on this end. And coming down the court 6 seconds, you could tell Morneau was not passing that basketball. Being the senior, she dribbled right to the three-point line with a girl in her face and pulled up, and then nothing but net. So you've got to build on that and let them know that Kansas City's going to come out in the second half and turn up the intensity, and they got to be ready to match it.
And I'm sure that Kansas City's going to come back with that full-court press because they did get some easy baskets, though. I think they got 6 or 7 right in a row off of steals. I know they got 6 points, and then they come down. Bad Axe did manage to break it and come down, but then they were rushing their shots after they got down here instead of taking their time. One thing I wanted to note was that Morneau came down to the exact same spot, almost exactly the same two boards on the floor here, and put that three up. And it's funny how girls are like that. They have their favorite spot, and they always go to that. And it's always been something that made me laugh when you watch the girls play. They find a favorite spot, you don't dare, you know, go at least so it's the same way. You don't dare move it 1 foot this way, 1 foot that way. And they can make them, but they prefer to get comfort in their comfort zone. And of course, Bad Axe, I think, has done a good job of substitution. They've managed to keep rotating players in and out. They've got Taylor or Rachel Brewer with three, and that's the only one I have on my thing that's in foul trouble. And if Kansas City, though, has Kylie Hendricks in it, but Kylie Hendricks really hasn't been a factor in this game that much. As far as I can see, it's been Logan Rowell. She's been killing them left and right, inside, outside. She scored all their points, and I believe you got the stats for us there from the first half. Right?
I do. Kansas City was led by Logan Rowell with 12, as you said. Mackenzie Parrish and Shania Chambers each had 6. And then Hendrick did have 4, but both of those buckets came in the first quarter, and since then, she's been on the bench the majority of the time.
And, you know, I think I probably jinxed Royal there because I had said that she must have half of their points, and then you told me then she had 12, and she hasn't scored since then, and Bad Axe went on their run. But Bad Axe also did a much better job of getting some help underneath. Royal was playing in front of her a little bit, and when she did get beat, somebody was at least sliding over there getting her face, where one of the Royal sisters was able to tip the ball from behind or at least put some pressure on her. And she had 3 straight turnovers in a row there, Rowell did. She's carrying the team, but she can't do it all by herself. Somebody else has got to step up here for Kansas City in the second half if Kansas City wants to defend their home floor here and move on.
And I think if you're Coach Schinner at halftime, you're going to talk about reinstituting the press because they were very successful at that. And then I think you look at your junior and senior guard leaders, Mackenzie and Megan Parrish, and say, look, you need to lead this team, get the ball where it needs to go, and be more assertive offensively. And I think when that happens, then their offense is going to pick back up.
And, you know, they did start out. Mackenzie Parrish there was taking a couple. I believe she had a couple of threes there in the first quarter. Chambers did.
Yep.
And she was a freshman. So, you know, you got your freshman that's stepping up and leading the team here. You're right. You do got to get on your seniors in time to step it up. When we come back, we'll have some updates for Miranda League and what we think needs to be done. We'll be back right after these commercial messages.
Is your checking account pulling its weight? Put Northstar Bank's Star Electronic Checking to the test.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb.
Are you aware Thumb Cellular Fast Track prepaid talk and text cards are now as low as a penny a minute? That's right. Talk for as low as a penny a minute on prepaid. Plus, when you buy a $50 talk and text card, get a free LG 100 cell phone, and that includes free activation. Pick one up today. Get great Thumb Cellular phone service, yet you control the cost. No surprise bills and no contract. And there's more. With Thumb Cellular's new Fast Track Prepay Loyalty Program, after you've purchased 5 Fast Track cards, you'll get the 6th card free. So stop by Thumb Cellular, Bad X, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, or see an authorized agent, and ask about the new Fast Track Prepaid Talk and Text cards for as low as a penny a minute, a free LG 100 cell phone, free activation, and Thumb Cellular's Fast Track Loyalty Program. And it's only from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard.
Son of a...
What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out, all hassle-free, and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline's Body Shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done in our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
We're back here at Kansas City High School. Brent Wainer's Stu Schrader bringing you the first round of the Class C action. And just getting ready to start the third quarter. Bad X has the lead 30-28 over the Kansas City Redhawks. Brent, a couple of quick stats from the Bad X side. Justine Morneau had 10 points, two of those three-pointers, the one coming just before the buzzer. At halftime there, Taylor Brio also had 10 points. And Tori Urban had 6. So those are the three leading scores for Bad X. A couple scores from around the area that we have at halftime. Brown City with a 35-27 lead over Memphis. We believe this to be a halftime score. Lakers 29-12 over Evelyn.
And, you know, one thing we're going to see here at front, and if Bad X is going to pull this out, they're going to need to weather the first 3 minutes of this quarter. Because it's just about worrying about there's going to be some type of press or definite ball pressure coming from Kansas City here. And if they can weather that, they're going to be all right. Coach Pruitt's been said a couple times that we do good in the first and the second and the fourth, but we can never do well in the third. So let's see if they can make that adjustment here tonight.
Yeah, that third quarter this year has definitely been their bugaboo, so hopefully they can come out and play a little better than they have other games.
And Kansas City starts out with the ball, and they feed it inside. This time, they're going to Hendricks, and Rayo threw it into her down low, and Brio batted her, evidently the official called it from behind. She's looking at her there, trying to find out what to do, and Bob's just telling her, quiet, 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 just take the foul, and it's only her second, so she doesn't need to panic.
Right, she made a nice move, and it was an aggressive move, and if they got her for a foul, then, you know, that's what they called it. She can't worry about that.
You know, hey, this is what I'll tell her. Bob don't lie, she just missed that first shot, so Bob don't lie there, you know. Good old Kirsten's quote there, and Hendricks sucks for the second shot. It goes up, and she gets the generous roll, and it just creeps over the top. 29-30, Bad X with the lead.
Here comes the press that you promised.
And Bad X, and you know what? It's a token press. It's only a man-to-man press, and there was hardly any pressure there. Janet brought it up the court without a bit of time, found it inside to Brio. Brio made a nice move and up and off the glass and just couldn't get it to fall. Rebound controlled by Megan Parrish. Megan Parrish brings it up, goes to the right side. Kansas City will now be going from right to left on your dial. And Bad X will be going left to right. Tight pressure there by Fuller and Parrish at the top. This time Hendricks comes out to help out. Now they skip pass over to Parrish. Parrish throws it inside the rail on the low back on the right side. She does a fadeaway. No good. Brio just bodies up and goes over top of everybody there. She's out definitely taller than Kristen and was able to get it and bring it up the court. Warner steps herself. Swings it over to the right side to Janik. Janik for three. No good. Rebound control there by Kristen. Kristen gives it back to Parrish. Mackenzie Parrish brings the ball up to court. Again, picked up at half court by Swigger. Swigger forces it right,